I want to have a little fun here and lay out a scenario and see how our panelists would deal with this. Let's say there are coordinated cyber attacks on Canada's power grid. Generators are destroyed, the grid comes down. People do not have gas. People cannot use their ATM machines. The power loss has spread to the United States because of the way the grid is constructed. Transportation comes largely to a halt. Financial institutions are unable to do what they do. You've got a big problem on your hand. Minister Taves, let me ask you, who's to blame for this attack? People have been warning about the vulnerability of the grid for almost a decade.